I'm in a small group. Well, we call them comm groups at my church. Why are small groups important? Why do we meet? Stay tuned. I'll share some encouragement on that. Hey guys, welcome to this week's Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful, gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope and pray that you're doing well. Today's message, entitled Small Groups, was broadcasted live on Facebook on September 21st, 2017. It was recorded at Cafe 4 at Three Crosses Church in Castro Valley, California. Let's listen in. I'm here live at Three Crosses at Cafe 4. Before I head over to Soma tonight, I want to give you guys some words of encouragement on something. So yesterday, my comm group, that's what we call our small groups, we weren't able to do a study in Mark because this past Sunday we had our vision and prayer service this past Sunday. So a friend of mine from our comm group encouraged us to read an article, and the article was called, let me see if I can remember what it was called, Why Does Your Small Group Meet? And it's from Desiring God. I've posted a link to that article on my Facebook page as well as my Twitter page. And my hope and prayer is that you are encouraged by it and are really challenged by it as well. Because one of the things we talked about is, why do we meet, and is the reason why we meet in connection of what our Adonai is calling us to do? In other words, are we doing it for His glory? And that's something we really got to consider, because you've probably been in groups where they will try to give you advice. Let's say there's one example in this article where they talk about a couple who was hurt because they didn't have, where they weren't able to get pregnant. And it was really, really hard for them. Yet, in their group, people would always encourage them. But not exactly in good ways. They would try to recommend different doctors. They would try to say things like, I'll pray that you guys get pregnant. And the list goes on and on. We got to be careful when it comes to stuff like that. Because I'll give you guys an example. I'm going to be honest with you, there are times when I'm content with being single and other times when I'm not content. The reality is, being content with being single is not exactly going to be a reality for some. And sometimes people will ask me questions like, well, what if God's not calling you to have a family and be single? And that's not something I'm going to get into right now, because we're talking about groups. Small groups. Why do small groups meet, and what is the purpose of small groups? You know, when we try to say things like, oh, well, so-and-so was able to do it, and so maybe you could too. I mean, those are nice and all, but they don't exactly always work. They don't exactly always help. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever asked the Holy Spirit to just continue to work through you and to ask Him to give you the right words to speak, or to just pray for the person? Because you probably heard people say, I'll pray for you. But why not just actually pray for them rather than just say it? Because there's so much freedom when you actually pray to your Adonai. So that's my two cents on that. Additionally, when we think about small groups, I want to encourage you guys with this. There is grace and truth involved in small groups as well. We do have to hold each other accountable. However, I do think we need to not do it to the extent where it becomes control. Because, as I mentioned before, I've been to small groups before where it was actually implied that if I acted a certain way, I'd be accepted into their group. And I actually felt like I was being controlled. And the thing we got to be careful about is, especially when it comes to discipleship, we tend to have this ideology that we can control people when it comes to discipleship. It doesn't work like that. When it comes to discipleship, we have to ask the Holy Spirit to work through us and just to be an encouragement to one another and not try to fix them, but instead ask the Holy Spirit to do the work when it comes to wherever, whoever we are. Obviously, you guys know that I'm involved in Celebrate Recovery, which is a Christ-centered recovery group, not limited to substance abuse. It's also for people who struggle with mental, physical, and emotional circumstances as well. We have to be very, very careful not to try to fix people. There's a guideline in Celebrate Recovery that says, we are here to support one another, we will not attempt to fix another. I don't think it's any different when it comes to any small group. And my hope and prayer is that when we take a moment to encourage one another in our small groups, to just pray for them. Don't say you'll pray for them. Don't try to give them advice. Don't try to give them feedback, because they may not be in the right place to do that. The only exception, of course, is if it involves sin. That's when you really have to tell them in grace and truth. But make sure to take out the log out of your own eye first before taking any specks out of someone else's. That's the prerequisite to Matthew 18, which is Matthew 7. So I really want to encourage you guys with that this week. And check out this article from Desiring God that I posted earlier about why we have small groups and why do our small groups meet. Grace and Truth is a ministry of the Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness Movement, which exists to help anyone who struggles with Asperger's syndrome to find hope and freedom through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We recommend healthy churches that will welcome them in while holding firm to the gospel without compromise. For more information, go to chewmadenew.com/gcamp. That's chew, C-H-E-W, madenew.com/GCAAM. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Perhaps you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others. And don't forget to use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chew, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the button that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!